an interesting observation. The pasuk tells us that Eilera Shevet Avotam Bnei Ruvain. These are the names of the houses, the heads of house for Ruvain. And then it goes on and tells us all the listings of the family of Ruvain. Uvnei Shimon, and it tells us all of Shimon. And then it says Ve'ela Shimos Bnei Levi. These are the names of the children of Levi. Why is it that Levi, first off, why is it that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are even mentioned here? Now, Levi we need because we need to get to the Yichus of Moshe and Aaron. But why do we need Shimon and Reuven and Shimon? So Rashi points out it's because these were the Reuven and Shimon, their bracha was not a legitimate bracha from Yaakov Avinu. They got hammered. And so all of a sudden comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by listing Reuven and Shimon and Levi, the three tribes that had not gotten a real bracha, they get in on the action. But why is it that it says the Eile Shemot? These are the names of the Bnei Levi. It doesn't say that by Reuven and Shimon. So here's an amazing pshat. An amazing pshat by the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach tells us that Yaakov, that of all of Yaakov's children, it was Levi. Levi was not enslaved. They weren't. Why? Perhaps midrashically, it's because they opt not to. Everybody else says, oh, we can get paid. We'll work for Paro. Levi says, no, it's not worth it. I'm not interested. Lo medov sheikh, lo me uktzeich. I'm not interested, not in your sweetness, not in your bite. I'm just staying out of the picture. Interesting. Levi doesn't go into galus. Levi stays free. And that's how Aaron and Moshe have the freedom to march around Egypt. How could they do that? They should be enslaved. No, because Bahariya, Levi wasn't ever enslaved. A person who's not enslaved has two possibilities. One is that they could feel that they live a life of privilege, or they can feel the pain of others. Says the Shlach, what do they name their kids? Levi has his kids, he names the first one Gershon. Why? Ger. We were strangers in the Eretz Lo Lahem. Kehat, al shem sheshinehem kahos. Their teeth were falling out from the pain that they were sustaining. And Merari, al shem vayimaruus chayehem, from the bitterness. Levi could have picked exalted names to talk about how great his kids were, the dreams and aspirations he has for them. And yet he looks and says, I have to tell you, I recognize the suffering of my fellow Jews. That's godless. The Eilash Mos B'nei Levi. The Torah is pointing out, listen to them. Hear them. Recognize them. Do you see what Levi's doing? Levi feels for everyone else. I want to share with you a fascinating story that just occurred to me the other day. I was talking to some people, and it's a group of a few people, and we had to reflect what it was from 2020 that we liked and want to keep. It's interesting. Usually when we come to a new year, it's all about my resolutions to make it better. What can I get rid of from the previous year? But the opposite. What can I do to make this year? What can I take from last year and keep? And one person said the following, and I thought it was an amazing observation. They said they feel so guilty because what they do actually was wildly successful in 2020. They're a stock broker, and other than the dip of March, they ended off making far more than a typical year. And yet so many people are jobless, and so many people are really in dire straits. But that's what Levi does. Levi says, I can't be successful. I can't thrive and forget about the fact that everybody else is suffering. Levi names his kids. ger, keha, mar. In exile, teeth knocked out, bitterness. It's by Levi's doing that, what he acknowledges is that despite his unbelievable successes, despite everything that he's pulled off, it's not fully besimcha, because everyone else is suffering. That perhaps is why Levi goes on to become so much of the leadership of Klal Yisrael and the spiritual leadership, because that's what we need to be leaders. We need to look and see and feel what everybody else is. Otherwise, it can't work. God willing, we shouldn't see suffering, but if we do, we have to feel it. Have a good day.